medical uses for roots or other types of vines or whatever?
No.
The type of tree that's tapped for syrup, you call that a?
Maple.
What about if you had a lot of those trees together, you'd say you had a?
Maple grove.
Different types of trees around here, what different types of grove do you know about?
No, I'm not much on names of growing things, so the ones that I'm familiar with are oak, pine, dogwood, of course. Goodness, is crepe myrtle big enough to be a tree? Honestly, I don't know what anything else is in the neighborhood.
What about a particularly southern tree with the big white?
That's magnolia. There are none in the neighborhood, though.
And the one with the hardwood that peels with the little knobs or whatever on it, you call that?
Well, actually, I don't know, but I'll say sycamore for you.
Pronunciation. and this bush with the red berries on it that was supposedly used for tanning leather.
I don't know that either, but I'll say sumac for you. I've heard the word sumac, but I wouldn't know one if I saw one.
Okay. And the stuff that, if you get into it, it'll cause your skin to break out. It's like crazy.
Poison ivy.
Anything else?
I've heard of poison oak, but it seems as though I learned that term much more recently than I did poison ivy.
What about different types of berries that you know about?
Well, strawberry and raspberry. Would you like any more?
Give me a plural about them.
Okay, strawberries and raspberries.
You already said poison. This tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers that nobody knows.
I don't know it myself.
Mountain laurel.
A few people know it. No, I don't know what laurel is.
What about the other one that's supposed to be bigger and grows further up the mountains?
I wouldn't know it from that description, although I have heard of rhododendrons.
Okay. Now, the family relationships. the man that a woman's married to, that's her
husband.
And she's his
wife.
Any other terms for husband or wife you've heard used? You're familiar with?
For the woman, my better half. Spouse is, of course, a general term for either one. That's all that occurs to me at the moment.
Old lady or old man?
I think of that more for your parents.
A woman whose husband has died, you call her a?
Widow.
What about if he didn't die, he just hasn't left? Would you call her anything in that situation?
No.
Okay. Let's see. The man who brought you up, that's your?
Father.
And the person that he was married to, that's your?
Mother.
What did you call your father when you were growing up?
I called him by his Christian name, which was Bill, during most of my childhood. The reason for that was that I always, when I was learning to talk, heard my mother and my grandfather calling him Bill, so I started doing that too. Now, to anticipate a little bit, he called his father Pop. And so I first started calling my grandfather Pop, and my parents decided that wouldn't do, so they amended it to Grandpop. So I did call my grandfather Grandpop. But I never called my father anything other than Bill, naturally. Now, when I got older, I decided that it didn't sound good to be calling your father by his first name, so I started using Father. But I very seldom addressed him because